The Chris and Steph Podcast.
Let's talk about this poor woman who's destroyed artwork.
Yeah, we go over to the 14th Factory in Los Angeles for this one, which is sort of an art space, I think you'd call it. It's sort of an interactive art space of documentary, modern art, sculpture. It's one of those experience ones.
A studio kind of art studio-ish, exhibition-ish
kind of thing. Yeah, it's a bit of an institution, I believe, over there. Anyway, one woman, whilst they're obviously pretty stoked to be viewing this art collection, which in the room that she is a series of pedestals or podiums. Little sculptures on each one.
And you
can sort of walk between them all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she thought they looked great. I mean, what a place for a selfie, right?
Right, okay.
Yeah,
why not? And you've got that symmetry in the background, great piece of composure. I mean, you're there foreground, in the background you've got this unique geometrical design with
and
great symmetry.
Culture.
Hashtag culture. It's going to look great on your Insta.
It's going to look fantastic. So she lines herself up. She's sort of trying to get, so she's leaning back over the sculptures a little bit so you can sort of see them in the background.
Well, you take the photo up high because it gets rid of your double chin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, what she wasn't thinking about is exactly how far back she was going. So all this video has been leaked now where you watch her take one more step back and knock the very first podium with what could only be described as a very expensive little sculpture on it.
Yeah.
Now, that first podium, due to the way that they've all lined up, you know, I've explained that they're sort of these little podiums all in rows.
Like a domino.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Dominoes a whole row of sculptures. So causing at least $200,000 worth of damage.
Oh, for a selfie.
For a selfie. She knocked over 10 pedestals in total.
I thought you meant all of them. That was just 10 of them.
That was just 10 of them. So there's sort of three rows of 10. She knocked over an entire row.
So if she had knocked all of them over, she could have been $600,000.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
How bad but how lucky at the same time that she didn't knock them all down. But wow.
That's just your biggest fear when you go to places like that where they're like, you know, refrain from touching anything, don't go beyond the red velvet rope and all those sorts of things. And you sort of end up, you know, holding your hands close to you like, I'm not that clumsy in real life. Why would I be clumsy in an art gallery where everything's worth so much money?
I always go past the red velvet rope just to see what's out there, just to see what's beyond.
You shouldn't. That's art. Hashtag culture.
Hashtag culture.
I thought we better have a chat about Are You Okay Day, which is today.
That's today.
And it's all about checking in with your mates, just checking in with your friends and actually listening to their response as well.
Just proactively making sure that everyone's doing well.
Yeah.
But to find out more about it, we're joined this morning by Alison Logan. She's the program manager of Headspace. Now, Alison, can we have a quick chat about how Headspace is actually involved with Are You Okay Day?
Yeah, that'd be great. We have one of our clinicians attending Are You Okay Day today at Post Office Lane, and also our community engagement officer will be attending Bunnings on Friday.
So this is important for Headspace, I'm sure. And I wanted to ask the question that once we ask people, are they okay? And I know it's not just about one day a year, but, you know, regularly checking in. What do we do if someone says, I'm not okay?
Yeah, so I think if a person feels that that may be going to happen, there's certainly some tips on how to ask the question and what the responses might be. To access those tips, people could have a look at the website or give us a call here at Headspace, come in. But certainly to just raise awareness for mental health and check in on your mates, start the conversation. And then if someone does say something that feels like it needs follow through, then to alert people to the services that are available within the community like Headspace.
So can anyone get in contact with Headspace? How do they contact you?
So Headspace is specifically for 12 to 25-year-olds. However, we have a no-wrong door policy. So if people are unsure of what to do or how to access, by all means, give us a call, come in, access the website. There's also eHeadspace, which anybody can go on. They can have a chat on there via email, or there's also a phone number. So that's eheadspace.org.au. So there's lots of different ways that people can make contact.
Wonderful. Well, Alison, thanks so much for talking us through that. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Steph, and you have a great day.
Get up with Chris and Steph.
I don't know how to deliver this next story, but it involves a Croatian reality TV star who's gone in for surgery.
Oh, you know those Croatian reality TV stars?
So many of them, man. So many of them. This guy, Nevin Kunovic. Nah, that's not even how you say it. I can't even read it.
This is good, Nev.
Nev. Now, Nev's popped over to Iran for a nose job.
A nose job.
He was diagnosed with priapism.
Yep.
Afterwards. Do you know what that is?
No, I have no idea what that is.
Okay.
Should I know what that is?
Don't Google it.
Okay, I was just about to.
Because I've read ahead and I've just read the wrong diagnosis. I've read what happened after after the nose job.
Did you think, yeah, that's for his priapism?
I thought the nose job...
It was like a deviated septum or something.
Yeah, he's gone in for his priapism. No, what's happened is he's gone in for the nose job and he's left, and that has left him with a priapism. Which
what is this word that you keep saying?
Which is a persistent and painful, everlasting, long-lasting...
What? What, Chris?
How do I put it? It's a guy thing. It's a guy thing. Where things point in directions.
Get no, you're going to have to be more specific than that.
No, I don't need to be more specific than that.
I can't talk now.
The Morning Glory.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. Basically painful and not going away. That's a result of the nose job that he had for some strange reason. So go figure. But yeah, he's left the.
I think I've seen that episode on True Blood. Not going to lie.
Well, I really got to get into True Blood. What's that about? But yeah, he's left the surgery, and that's subsequently. I don't know how that happens, but because of the nose job. He's been left with this painful...
So do we learn don't get nose jobs in Iran? Is that the moral of this story?
I don't know. It's actually a very serious condition.
Oh, I bet.
If it's not treated within 24 hours, it can cause permanent damage to your downstairs department. Ow.
Ugh.
Ow.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. All right. Well,
so there you go.
Season two of his reality contract just got renewed. That's all I hear on that. Ratings. We're going to take this on international, this guys. We're going beyond Croatia.
We're going to take things in a new direction. Can you stop pointing in the new direction? Thanks very much.
Gold star for adulting.
Let's do some gold stars now. 13, 12, 16.
Do you want to hear a gold star?
Well, let's just explain quickly. The concept, yeah. Gold star is if you've done anything where you've stepped up and you've been an adult this week and you deserve a gold star, a bit of recognition for, give us a call, let us know.
Because often when you're an adult, you don't get recognition for the little things.
No.
Things that you'd normally have to ask your mum to help you out with.
And absolutely.
All those that things normally it takes someone older and more adult-y than you to do.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's just a chance to have a bit of a humble brag and be like, this is what I did.
And then we give you one of these, a gold star for your efforts. What have you done this week, Steph?
Well, now, this might not seem like a big deal, especially to people who don't start work at 5 a.m.
Yeah, okay.
But I went out on a school night.
No, you didn't. What are you
people
doing?
People who know me will know I do not go out on a school night.
No, she doesn't.
And, like, if you're like, let's go out for dinner, I'll be like, all right, can they do a 5:30 booking?
Mm-hmm. It's just you and the other pensioners having dinner at that time.
Pretty much.
Nan always has dinner at like 5 in the afternoon.
Yeah,
don't know why, Nan.
Yeah, so that's me normally.
Yeah.
So this week a girlfriend of mine, she's like, come on, we haven't seen each other in ages. We're going out for dinner. And I was like, yeah, girl, okay, I can do this. I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, 7 p.m.
What?
7 p.m. 7 p.m.
Do you calculate it out? You know that technically we start our lives 4 hours before anyone else. So 7 o'clock...
Yeah, is our 11 p.m.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Crazy woman.
I know. So here I am at 7 p.m. I was like, we can do this. We can go out. We can have a civilised dinner. We sort of start chatting. And before I know it, it's 7:45 and we haven't ordered because we're in this sort of circle. I was like, oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. We can do this.
We need to get this going.
Yep. So we ordered our meals. I didn't get home till like 10:45. It was 10:45 when I got home.
Oh, how adult of you out on a school night.
I know. I actually, it threw me all week. yesterday I went home and I just slept. I was like, oh, this is not good. This is not good.
Well, 13, 12, 16, if you've done something in the world of being an adult this week that you need recognition for, 13, 12, 16, call us now and we could reward you with a gold star.
Gold Star for adulting.
We are doing Gold Stars this morning, 13, 12, 16. If you've stepped up, you've been an adult this week and you need some recognition for your efforts. You were saying a moment ago, Steph, you went out on a school night. How very adult of you.
Went out on a school night, went out to a 7 o'clock dinner booking, which to me is just...
That's the equivalent of 11 o'clock in our world.
Yeah, in our world that's 11 p.m. and stayed out to the actual 11 p.m, which is the equivalent of goodness knows what in our world.
Yeah.
But I had a ball and I felt like an adult. I was like, oh, okay, I can do this.
Isn't it funny, other people's perception on... your life and your time.
Yeah.
Like, I always find from an outside view, family and friends are always like, oh, you can stay up an extra couple of hours.
Oh, it's just this one way. Like, whatever. It's one night and it's you never do it.
You realise that's 4 hours sleep that technically I'll be getting before I have to get up and
that's exactly what it was, yeah.
It was exactly 4 hours sleep.
Yeah, it was a 4 hour sleep, which is fantastic. I was fine. Like, I actually loved going out. Like, I was like, look at me go.
Look at me do it.
But, went out on a school night.
Well handled. Well, didn't even notice the next day, did I? Did I notice the next
day?
You weren't here. I wasn't here. Cool.
This was yesterday, was it?
Okay, cool. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, I haven't heard any reports of what the show sounded like the next day, so I assume you nailed it.
Oh, I was fine. I was just a bit... I think I was a bit space cadet-y at times. I was like, ooh.
That's right. The lack of sleep will do that to you.
Yeah.
You get very sort of, oh, give me another coffee.
Yes. That's it.
This morning, 13, 12, 16, Susie is joining us. Susie, what have you done that deserves a gold star?
Hi, guys. I paid my daughter's dance fees on time.
Oh, bravo.
Well done.
Paying things
Thank
on
you.
Time. Good.
I assume it's not a direct debit, then it's something that you actually have to, like, think about and say, all right, I'll transfer that money or I'll pay that account.
Yeah, it's more paying the account because their direct debits bounce back. And then I don't realise until, like, halfway through next term and then, like, I have a ridiculous amount to pay and I'm like,
Great.
Yep, I'm all organised.
Well done.
Yeah,
I mean, paying thank
you. Kudos. Kudos, definitely. Bills on time.
There we go.
Liam on 13, 12, 16, gold star for adulting. What have you done in the realm of adulthood this week?
I've cooked dinner for my parents for the first time ever.
Nice. Like, at your place or at their place?
At my place, because Mum won't let me touch her kitchen.
I've got a big question for you. When you finished your meals, did your mum offer to help clean up and did you let her?
Yes, they did, and both of Mum and Dad did, and I let both of them help me because I cook, so it's only fair.
Okay, so we didn't quite reach adulthood, but nonetheless, we will award you with a gold star.
Thank you.
Easy done. Thank you so much, Liam.
No worries.
Yeah, I don't know about Liam. That's barely qualifies for gold star sort of status.
Well, cooking for your parents, like especially having your parents in your home is quite adulty. Like if you're like, oh, I've moved out of home, look at how adult I am. Look,
I can live by myself.
Look, I made this food out of jars.
Out of jars.
Many jars
I
and
reheated
the bottom.
This food. But, I mean, he's got some sort of, like, assisted situation there where it's not 100%.
Yeah, that's
of,
what I was like. Did you actually, like, do the dishes afterwards? Like, did you host them?
Yes. Because there's a difference between, you know...
Hosting someone and
just, like, help me.
It's like when my mum comes to stay, she always cleans the microwave.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she'll just be in the kitchen, like, she'll help pack up or something, or I'll be sleeping in or whatever else. And before I know it, the kettle's always boiling, and she's cleaning the microwave. I'm like, why do you clean the microwave?
Parents are like that. They come over and they, like, start...
Uninvited cleaning.
I need to do things. Can I fold something? Can I wash something? Can I iron something? That's your gold stars this morning. Story now. Aussie men are going 7 years with the same undies before they buy a new pair of underpants, which leads us to ask on 13, 12, 16, what are you holding on to? What are you still refusing to let go of? Because you think, I mean, how often should you buy a new pair? Asking for a friend, obviously.
Asking for a friend. Well, I'm going to say something here that will get me in a bit of trouble.
Okay.
But this week I actually sorted out my partner's smalls and drawers and everything.
Did you?
I did. I know, girlfriend of the year, but he has some really unattractive underwear that, I mean, 7 years would make them, like, they're double that easy. Like, I'm sure that his mum bought them for him when he was in high school. I'm positive.
And I'm sure he will love you saying that.
Well, he's not going to be able to find them anymore. I've had enough of them. And this week I purchased some new ones, and I've hidden all the new ones in the drawer, and I've thrown out the old ones.
Bravo.
He doesn't know yet.
So what do you reckon? Apparently, according to this article, they should only be kept for a year or less.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair.
Year or less?
Yeah, especially like the elastin goes in them. They're not attractive on you after a little, like, you know, they get that saggy poo bum look.
Whoa.
They do.
The saggy poo bum look?
Yeah, where they, like, they're baggy on the bum.
Well, 13, 12, 16. Is there something that you're still holding on to, or do you want to dob someone in? 13, 12, 16. Can they not let go of a favourite item of clothing or something else that maybe they've just been
that
holding
couch,
on
to? That leather couch in the lounge room that they will not let you throw out, and it, you know, smells and the dog sits on it and everything else.
We've had it since we moved in together and he's never gotten rid of it.
Yep, 38 years later,
we're still holding on to it. 13, 12, 16. What are you still holding on to? Can be you. You can dob someone else in. If you feel like that maybe they need to step up, maybe they need their underwear drawer cleaned out and repurposed, as it were. Let us know. 13, 12, 16. What are you still holding on to? A new study reveals most Aussie blokes are holding on to their underpants for 7 years when you probably should be getting rid of them after one.
Yes. Don't hold on to your underpants.
And getting a new couple of pairs instead of holding them on for years and years and years until they're holy and
doesn't surprise me at all.
Left is just the elastic, and that's about it.
Yeah,
that's not a good look anyway.
Nope.
13, 12, 16. We've got Henley joining us this morning. What are you still holding on to?
Hi guys, I have a pair of jeans that I've had since I was 14, and I'm 32.
Hold on, how do you fit into the same pair of jeans you did when you were 14? I'm insanely jealous of you right now.
Thank you. Well, they are, because they're so old, they're super stretchy.
This is more not anything that you're ashamed of.
This is more like just a humble brag.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Hold on. Can we just do some maths here? And I don't want to upset you. How old did you say you were?
32.
So, I mean, we're talking what? Oh, gosh. How's maths work? We're talking.
I've just done it there. It's 18 years old.
18 years old. So we're talking Y2K, sort of.
That
near
era?
Then.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1999, Y2K. Like, were they? Are they bell bottoms? You know how bell bottoms are back in there? They wouldn't have been skinny.
No. They're not skinny, but they're not super flared. They're just like ones that you can't really find at the moment. They're like nice.
They're not too bad. They're probably bedazzled. They've got bedazzled sequins
they
all over.
They actually have glitter.
Oh, yes, how did I guess that?
For the win.
How did I know?
Because you probably wearing bedazzled pants.
Oh, you know, I had my bedazzled pants on back in 2000. Absolutely. So, is this something that is part of your regular wardrobe rotation? You still wear it every week?
Or just occasionally?
I wore them. I went to watch someone play footy and I wore them on Saturday.
Oh, okay. Oh. Very good.
That's insane. Congratulations,
Thank you.
And how's that? Old CSI show that we're running here, both of us.
The Inspectigators.
Who would have thought I would have any expert knowledge circa 2000 on women's fashion?
All I was thinking of was Christina Aguilera in her, like, you know how they had the ties on the side of her jeans and the big flare jeans?
Right, okay.
That was sort of what was top of my mind.
Right. I'll Google that video clip.
Right
after.
Yep.
Yeah. What was that? That was to Jeannie. No, that wasn't Jeannie. That was Dirty.
Dirty.
There we go. Music knowledge as well.
Yes.
Really a trivia station today, aren't we? Yeah. Welcome to Hit.
Let's talk gems.
Gems. Love a good germy story.
Handbags have been listed as one of the worst places for germs by household experts and could actually be making you sick.
Interesting. Handbags.
Handbags. This is according to a new guide by the domestic gurus of Good Housekeeping Institute.
Right.
That's a thing. There are eight germ
hotspots. Well, stick to the household, thanks very much. Leave our handbags alone.
Yeah, well, normally we sort of see those germs in your toilet. Your toothbrush is often very germy, especially if it's kept in the same room as your toilet.
And if your toothbrush is in the same room as the toilet,
you don't
close that lid when you flush
and wash it in mouthwash occasionally.
Particles.
Poo particles. Remote controls also super germy, as are bathroom towels.
Yep.
And handbags, apparently because they travel everywhere with us, well, with most women, some yep. gentlemen, but, you know, mostly they go with us where we go. They're often, you know, placed on floors and they can get quite germy. So, you know, we've got lots of dirty areas around the house, like your kitchen, your bathroom and whatnot. It's the less obvious things like your handbag that you take everywhere with you.
Go figure.
That are the germiest. So, there you go.
Well, how often are you, do you clean your handbag? Do you clean your handbag out? Like,
no,
is that,
never.
That's not a thing, is it?
No.
So you would just be carrying around those germs
with you
forever.
All the time, especially if you've got, like, you might keep your gum in there, your lipsticks in there. And
but it's kind of, it's like the same as your phone, because you take your phone
everywhere with you. Yeah, same
kitchen,
thing.
Bathroom, office space, everything. So
yeah.
It's going to pick up
get
stuff
germs.
Too.
Well, do you want to hear the how to prevent germs, according to experts?
Love to hear it.
They recommend putting your handbag, don't put your handbag on the floor in restaurants, toilet cubicles or train floors. Try to hang on to
the
it train's or hook
the worst.
It onto a door handle.
Yep.
And likewise, like you said before, when it comes to your toothbrush, you want to make sure you're closing the toilet seat before flushing and you're soaking your toothbrush in mouthwash. I hate toilets in the bathroom. I like when the toilets are separate.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely difficult if there's more than one person in the house and someone needs to use the toilet while you're having a shower. Like, unless you've got that sort of relationship where,
well,
it's,
that's okay.
Where it's okay.
You shouldn't have that sort of relationship.
You don't like that sort of relationship? That's not a thing. Well, there you go. So, your handbag, maybe get a new one.
And keep some sanitizer in there all the time.
Spray
don't
it down.
Get sick.
And clean it out occasionally. If you've ever been in someone's handbag, it's just like a cavalcade of crap. Like, there's the, what do you need? Band-aids and you've got chewing gum and for some reason 30,000 receipts.
Yeah,
like, clean out your handbag.
Yeah.
Do something
every
with
once
it.
In a while. And it makes it so much lighter and then you won't have back problems. But that's an issue for another day.
Because now I watch Mary Poppins and I go, that is...
That's nothing.
That is
just
nothing.
Just an umbrella.
That is what
is... what I pull out of my handbag.
That is entry-level handbag
it
in
really
the handbag
is.
World.
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening.